Fight, fight, fight. Chew, chew, chew. Bite what you chew with the Data Doctors on News Radio 620 KTAR.
And it is, in fact, Ken Colburn, Brandon Izzy, and Michael Valdivia.
Very good.
Did I do that right?
Yeah, you did.
We are the Data Doctors, and we're here every Saturday to talk to you about computers, and we're making our predictions for 2003. I predict if you do not have a digital camera as of yet, you will by the end of 2003. I predict that if you don't have a flat panel, there's a real good chance that most of you by the end of this year will have a flat panel display.
I predict that it's time for our Geek Speak of the Week.
Wow, how'd you do that?
Amazing, huh?
Every week we try to bring you a word, a term, a phrase, something that's in the vernacular of the technocratic, so that you can sound really hip when you're at a geek party, I guess.
That's high-end guys like Ken.
Right. This week's Geek Speak of the Week is Flame Sandwich. This is a good one.
I hope we're not offending Michael, anyone
this
out there.
This is a great one.
Cal got this one. Yeah. Flame Sandwich. A flame sandwich is a note that consists of a negative comment surrounded by two positive comments. Her example is... Your radio show is great, but the young male host is a bit cantankerous. On the other hand, the female host has a great sense of humor.
Yes.
You gotta wait till the
see
end.
See how I'm laughing about
you
that.
You said female host, and it's automatic. I didn't do that.
Flame sandwich.
We actually get those sometimes via email here when we ask you guys to
them.
Email in, and,
we
and you'll
them.
Say, hey, a long-time listener loved the show,
but,
and then negative, 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 negative. And then at the end...
It's a great show.
I don't think I'll be listening anymore, but it was a good show.
What? They don't say that.
Well, no.
All right, this week's free download of the week from WebAttack, our buddy Marco at WebAttack.com, one of the premier websites on the web. Websites on the web? I guess that's where they are, huh? For free and shareware programs. This week's download is called My Album. It's a simple, fast slideshow program for images, including JPEGs, bitmaps, GIFs, animated GIFs, PCX. You can add comments, keywords, and URLs to each picture, so you can create quite an extensive little... slideshow to send out to everybody via CD, so all those holiday pictures you have, here's a great way to put them together.
There you go.
And finally, are you ready?
Yeah, I'm always ready.
On your mark, get set, go. This week's high-speed website of the week, brought to you by Cox High-Speed Internet, is DreamWorks Movie Clips. The DreamWorks studio has some incredible... movie clips and some various flash animations and some cool stuff at their website that if you don't have a high speed, and I'm talking about cable modem, everything else is either mid speed or the rusty wire.
Not everything else, but everything else residential.
That's all that matters. That's all we're talking about here. DreamWorks Movie Clips, really cool. If you Catch Me If You Can movie, there's whatever the latest DreamWorks projects are. That's a pretty cool little website. Check it out. Test it out. 256K is about what you're going to get at residential DSL. We average 2 to 3 megabytes. That's about 10 times faster.
That's pretty fast.
Than the DSL, so that's why we say DSL. Sorry. Yeah, it's faster than dial-up, but...
Yes.
Yeah.
And if you're in one of those places you can't get the high-speed internet from Cox, but you can get the DSL, then hey, it works fine. But if you have the choice, I mean, come on.
You're crazy.
Come on.
Come on!
Like Ken said before, move.
Move, absolutely. They're in about 98% of the valley, or 95% or something of that nature. Of course, they also have Cox High Speed, they have a digital cable, they have a digital telephone, they got all those services. Check it all out at their website. We've got a link. If you want to see if the service is available in your neighborhood, check it out
and
from the link.
If you're a geek, you can't be without the digital telephone.
No self-respecting geek would be without high-speed internet.
You know the digital telephone? You're actually using voice over IP if you get that from them.
Next time somebody claims that they're really good at computers and they're trying to help you, first ask them, do you have Cox high-speed internet service? Because if they don't, you want to go on to the next person.
They should have moved if they didn't already.
Yeah.
I don't have it.
Yeah, you're not a real geek, though.
Oh, yeah.
See?
Oh, hey, man. Quickly, before we go to the news here, James wrote an email and asked, of all questions, I try to run ScanDisk weekly. I shut down all the applications. I close all the programs. I do this. More often than not, I'll get a message that says ScanDisk has restarted 10 times and... can't continue. Complete.
We already answered this.
You got to be kidding me, James. We just talked about this two minutes ago.
Not 2 minutes. At the beginning of the show.
10 minutes ago.
An hour and a half ago.
It is the most frequently asked question we ever get.
We answered it both last week and the week before.
Every week, to this radio show.
For everyone that needs to know, restart your machine in safe mode. If that doesn't work, that means you have some issue with the configuration of your computer's ability to work with the hard drive.
Right.
You have something wrong with your computer.
Restarting in safe mode will solve 90%. 94% of those problems.
If your computer is working properly, restarting in safe mode. If you don't know how to restart in safe mode, go to our website or go to our TV section. It was one of the first questions we asked, answered on our TV show. It's all over various parts of our website, so check it out.
I think
subscribe
I'm going to have to set up...
to the newsletter also.
I'm going to have to set up datadoctors.com/scandisk.
No, no, no. What we're going to have to do is put those FAQs we've been threatening to put up for 10 years.
Oh, my gosh.
Frequently asked questions. All right, we got a couple segments left, or one segment left when we come back.
Yes.
Brian's got a great question about which video card for gaming. We got to answer that. And we'll try to get through as many calls as we can. We appreciate everybody that's been holding forever. We'll see if we can't. If we can't get you on the air, we'll get you off the air. So
a lot more show. It's Brandon Disney here, Ken Colburn there, Mike Cal Valdivia over there. Brian Skelzel's doing all the technical directimentation. And Andy McKinney's going to give you the news and get you updated around Arizona, around the world, around the planet and the universe. And we'll be right back.